Well, the beginning of the cantos is so powerful rhythmically. It's still so affecting. I'm also really interested in the notion of how Pound begins his project with translation, because I'm a translator myself, and see how it introduces new rhythms and image repertoire and metaphors into our own language. You know, it's been a very influential poem for me, the cantos, and seems to me still to have this incredible power that Pound had. A very remarkable ear, one of the most remarkable ears of the century. So this is from the first canto, which is a loose translation of Homer, and this is where Odysseus is trying to call forth Tiresias to get advice. Then prayed I many a prayer to the sickly death's heads, as set in Ithaca, sterile bulls of the best for sacrifice, heaping the pyre with goods, a sheep to Tiresias only black and a bell sheep, dark blood flowed in the foss, souls out of Erebus cadaverous dead, of brides of youths and of the old who had borne much, souls stained with recent tears, girls tender, men many mauled with bronze lance heads, battle spoil, bearing yet dreary arms. These many crowded about me, with shouting pallor upon me, cried to my men for more beasts, slaughtered the herds, sleep sheep slain of bronze, poured ointment, cried to the gods, to Pluto the strong, and praised Proserpine. Unsheathed the narrow sword, I sat to keep off the impetuous, impotent dead, till I should hear Tiresias,